We're continuing to have some severe technical difficulties here at France 24 this Tuesday morning, so please bear with us. I hope it's less obvious to you than it is to us. But we're joined on set now by Antonia Kerrigan, who can take us through a look at the international newspapers. Antonia, we're going to start in the European Union. Leaders heaping praise on Prime Minister of Italy at last week's EU summit, but things have sadly changed.
Absolutely. So as you'll have seen last week, Italy sent its first migrants to Albania under their new flagship scheme to return and deport more migrants who they deemed were from safe countries. But quickly after the first migrants went on Friday, Italian judges deemed that they could not be detained there. It was an unlawful detention. Let's have a look at the row this has sparked. So the front page of Domani, Meloni against the EU. So essentially, the government saw these rulings and has hit back, issuing a Save Albania decree, as they're wording it in this headline, Save Albania. And it's a decree which designates unilaterally a list of countries as safe, hoping to override what the ECJ said constitutes a safe country, which is one where there is persecution, torture, inhumane or degrading treatment or punishment is never resorted to anywhere in the country. So they're hoping to set their own definition based on a government-issued list. Now, Manifesto has the headline, A quel paese, meaning it's a pun. A quel paese, that is an Italian idiom, meaning roughly translated, go to hell. But also, to what country? The Justice Minister has said, in defence of this Save Albania decree, the judiciary can't choose to not apply a law. And they're also arguing this ECJ ruling has been poorly interpreted by the judiciary on the basis that it was written in French. And of course, French is not the native language of most members of the Italian judiciary. I think they would dispute that reasoning. La Repubblica has this headline, Salvini, the Vice Prime Minister, has called for one assistant prosecutor to be fired following the row. This after he sent an email saying that Giorgia Meloni was not acting out of personal interest, but out of political vision. But he did not mean that as praise. He said that makes her more dangerous than Berlusconi. And Salvini has called for this individual to be immediately fired. For a bit of contrast, you've got this right-wing paper, Il Giornale, which says, has a defiant headline, Meloni to the judiciary, I govern. So extremely defiant, saying that the judiciary will not decide, she will.
OK, Antonia, and you've also been looking at papers covering the latest developments in Gaza, notably in Israel.
Yes, in Israel, a two-day conference entitled the Preparing to Settle in Gaza conference. It took place near the Gaza border and was attended by a number of ministers, including the usual suspects from the far right of Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition, but also people from within Likud. This piece in the Jerusalem Post, includes a map that was shown at the conference of planned settlements in the northern Gaza Strip. It described the event as a remarkable show of strength, including from within the Likud governing party, against government policy. It was also attended by leaders of a significant settlers movement group, Nahala, who said it is possible to settle Gaza despite what Prime Minister Netanyahu says. Haaretz has this opinion piece that is fairly condemnatory. Netanyahu said Israel won't resettle Gaza. His own ministers tell a different story. They say it's easy to dismiss the events and the things that were said at the event as the ramblings of fringe extremists, but some of Israel's most prominent politicians took the stage. They also say in this article from the more left-leaning paper that it's possible the Prime Minister is telling the truth when he says he won't allow resettlement in Gaza, but it is awfully hard to hear him over the din of voices, all coming from inside his own government. Perhaps he should speak a little louder, the article ends.
OK, you've also picked up on a pollution scandal in Pennsylvania.
Yes, well, let's come at this from a US elections point of view, because that's what it is. Pennsylvania, of course, a very important swing state. This is a town that had a terrible fracking scandal 15 years ago in which drinking water went brown, undrinkable and even flammable due to extremely high levels of toxic elements in the water. It remains an issue today. High levels of methane in the water have led to people passing out in the shower. And as you see this headline, I'm not voting for either. Now, fracking has returned to this town after 15 years under a deal made by the Democratic state leadership. And voters are disappointed with both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who have come out as extremely pro-fracking. They are particularly disappointed from the Democrat side, who they suspect fear a cliche of a pro-Trump supporter, of a cliche of a rural voter who is, by definition, pro-fracking. And they say the Democratic Party have given up the votes of people fighting for their lives. It's unclear how popular fracking really is in the state, but certainly with 16,000 jobs tied up in it, they advance with a lot of caution, the candidates.
OK. Finally, Antonia, an update on why non-avian dinosaurs did have wings.
I know you've been waiting for this.
Absolutely.
So here we go. So some scientists, the new scientists picking up on this, these are these tiny velociraptors, sparrow-sized dinosaurs. From analysing some tracks, the oldest track evidence of this species in South Korea, science has put together its best guess. Their wings are too small to fly with, realistically, given their weight. So science's best guess is that they would use them to run. So now, if you can just imagine these little creatures bounding along in bouncy strides with their flapping wings helping them along the way. That's a nice image to get you through a day.
I have to say, sparrow-sized raptors, I'm not sure that's an image I ever had in my head. Antonia Kerrigan, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers. OK, time for a break now here on France 24.